Hello?
Oh, hi, Noah.
Yes.
Hey, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Doing okay.
Good, good to hear. So I was following up regarding your account and the past due balance, but also the cancellation request.
Yes.
Yeah, it looks like you originally had signed up for our local SEO services, but then it had converted to the Google Guaranteed. Do you remember that, where you had to pass the background check and all that, and that's the lead generation program through Google?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, because I don't show that that program's ever been canceled, and there is a $140 past due balance for the Google Guaranteed leads. So the good news is you're catching it in time, because on March 9th, it would reoccur to $280, and that continues to do so until this settles, because in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 9th, and in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior.
Okay.
Yeah. So are you able to settle that now, or did you need a little bit more time? Or?
Yeah, I probably need a little bit of time. Let's go ahead and cancel the renewal, though, so that doesn't get renewed.
So I can't cancel it with a past due balance, but I would just recommend get it paid by March 6th, because they do say, you know, 3 business days prior to your billing. And then you could, you know, call in and pay that and cancel, and you won't have any further charges.
I just want to go ahead and cancel it now so I don't get charged again.
Okay, well, then I have to collect the past due balance in order to do that.
I don't understand what the connection is between those two things. I'm trying to cancel it so we don't incur more charges.
Yes, yeah. So had you called before February 9th and canceled, then I'm able to do that and prevent further charges. But because the account's in a past due status now, I don't have a way to cancel it. It's past due. So that's
okay.
The only problem. But you can have more time. You don't have to pay it today. But like I mentioned, just try to get it done before March 6th to prevent the, you know, March 9th payment from becoming past due, if that makes sense. Because right now you're just past due for February.
Yeah, I just want to give you notice to cancel it. And I'll take care of the past due balance some other time. But where would I send a notification to cancel the account?
Well, you could reply to any one of our emails at support@localsplash.com, but in the terms and conditions, it also says that we can't cancel an account via email or text message. You have to call us to verify identity, and that's also one of the reasons that you have to call us, because we can't do it if it's past due. We can only do it if it's before the fact.
That's made up. Like, I'm telling you to cancel it. Cancel it. That's...
Mm-hmm.
The past due balance doesn't have anything to do with canceling the account.
I'll send you a copy of the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, just so that you have it. But I will put a note on the account that, you know, you're trying to prevent the March 9th charge. But just to be safe, if it were me, I would definitely get it paid, you know, by March 6th, just to make sure that that doesn't happen. But again, I will put a note on the account, okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, in the meantime, have a great rest of your week, too.
Yeah. Thank you for the call.
Of course. How come you you wanted to cancel the Google Guaranteed? Did you not have success with it, or?
Yeah. I didn't. I never got any leads from it. They're all just, I mean, I got one or two phone calls that are people who are not ready to buy.
Interesting. Yeah, because there are 17 leads on the dashboard, and the phone numbers are on there and the timestamps. So, and then we have that department that does monitor it. So if it's a valid lead, you're charged for it. If it's not valid, you're not. So, for instance, on January 29th, a call came in from 402-314-3507, and it says that you weren't charged for that. There was one prior from a different number, you weren't charged for that. So they do monitor the ones that are valid, and, you know, those are the ones that are occurring the charges. So, but you could always go on the dashboard and review that and just kind of match it up with your current clients and see if, you know, if those were people that you got jobs out of. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, we have a good game plan, and if I don't hear from you, I'll probably follow up in a week or so, okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. All right. Have a great rest of your day.
Thanks.
Thank you, Noah. Bye.